For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. Inclement weather continues to thrash the sister islands, disrupting Cayman Airways Limited's recovery efforts. Olivia Scott-Ramirez, Senior Marketing and Public Relations Manager at CAL.
Cayman Airways Limited confirms that persistent inclement weather in the Cayman area has forced the cancellation of multiple recovery and evacuation flights scheduled for Kimabrak and Little Cayman today. The airline has rescheduled those flights to resume its recovery efforts on Thursday, November 7th, pending weather conditions.
The regular Cayman Airways Express schedule is expected to resume as of Thursday, November 7th, 2024, pending weather conditions. The regular jet schedule resumed today, Wednesday, November 6th. A former police officer who pleaded guilty to fraud and other charges could learn his fate this week. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks has this report.
Andrew Benjamin entered guilty pleas earlier this year and could learn his fate this week in Grand Court. He was charged with theft, fraud, and other related charges, and in court back on the 26th of July, he entered his guilty pleas. The allegations stem from his actions of deceiving at least one victim into giving him cash, purportedly to send to Jamaica. However, the money was never transferred, and Benjamin was accused of keeping the funds. Back in August, he appeared before Justice Cheryl Richards for the Crown to formally accept his guilty pleas. Benjamin could learn his fate this Friday with a mentioned sentence for 2 p.m. in the main court building. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
As the Cayman Islands braced for impending impacts of Hurricane Rafael, global viewers and weather enthusiasts tuned in for regular updates from the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida. But last night for Caymanian viewers, it may have been special despite the circumstance of the hurricane, as Dr. Michael Brennan, director of the NHC, delivered these updates using some local Cayman Islands weather tools, marking a notable level of trust in the local information.
If we look at the radar from the Cayman Islands, you can see the eye starting to take shape here in the radar imagery.
Dr. Brenner shared information about storm path and time projection from the Cayman Islands National Weather Service website, which appeared to reflect information that the NHC also collects on their own.
Overall, the track forecast really for the next 2 to 3 days has not really changed much since yesterday. We're expecting a northwestward motion that again is going to take the center of Rafael over portions of the Cayman Islands and then over and near the Isle of Youth and across western Cuba.
His use of the local services highlights the accuracy and reliability of local weather tools under the Cayman Islands National Weather Service and recognition in the international weather community. All three of the Cayman Islands have received the official all-clear following the passage of Hurricane Rafael. With assessments and repairs already underway, the government issued the all-clear for Little Cayman just before midday today. Despite the all-clear, government offices in the sister islands remained closed today, but they are set to return to normal business hours tomorrow morning, November 7th. The Ministry of Education announces the appointment of Dr. Richard Wildman as a deputy director with responsibility for teaching and learning in the Department of Education Services. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
Dr. Wildman, a distinguished Caymanian educator with over 3 decades of experience, brings a wealth of knowledge and expertise to the role. He has served as a senior school improvement officer in the DES, principal of the Clifton Hunter High School, deputy principal, head of year and science teacher at the John Gray High School. His experience also extends to Jamaica and Turks and Caicos. In his new capacity, Dr. Wildman will lead a team responsible for school improvement services, literacy, numeracy and science, technology, engineering and mathematics, STEM, data and testing services, and professional development. Dr. Wildman holds a doctorate in administrator leadership for teaching and learning from the Walden University, a master's degree in public health from the University of Liverpool, and a Bachelor of Science in Biochemistry and Diploma in Science Education from the University of the West Indies. He is also an ILM Fellow and holds International School Leadership Certification from the Ontario Principals Council and a Diploma in Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, from the Institute of Counseling in Glasgow. Acting Chief Officer Ms. Lyneth Monteith congratulated Dr. Wildman, saying she is confident that in his new role, Dr. Wildman will provide invaluable support to the director in their ongoing efforts to cultivate a world-class education system for the Cayman Islands. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Dr. Richard Wildman's appointment was effective from October 1st, 2024. The Cayman Islands National Museum Board announces the appointment of Dr. Verla Pupe as the new director of the Cayman Islands National Museum. Dr. Pupe is a distinguished curator, scholar, and cultural leader who brings with her an impressive record of accomplishments, having previously held the directorship of the National Gallery of Jamaica, where she led transformative initiatives to enhance the gallery's cultural and educational impact. Her experience extends beyond administration. She is a seasoned curator, known for organizing notable exhibitions throughout the Caribbean, making her the first director of the Cayman Islands National Museum to also serve in the role of curator. In addition to her extensive curatorial background, Dr. Pupe has made significant contributions to academia as a lecturer at the University of the West Indies and as a respected author with numerous books and articles exploring Caribbean art and culture. Her expertise and leadership are expected to bring a fresh perspective to the Cayman Islands National Museum, further enriching its role as a cultural and historical beacon for the Cayman Islands. Dr. Pupe officially took up her duties on November 4, 2024. Following the passage of Hurricane Raphael, staff at the Cayman Turtle Conservation and Education Center were busy restoring the park, ensuring it was ready for reopening today. Chief Executive Officer Mr. Christopher Jackson at Cayman Turtle Center says, quote, "The safety of our visitors, staff, and animals are our top priority, and this is our guiding principle before, during, and after any storm. We are pleased to inform the public that through careful advance preparation and adherence to our disaster preparedness protocols, all of our animals and exhibits have been kept safe and no damage has been incurred to the center." As part of this phased reopening, Cayman Turtle Center welcomed guests back for the Turtle Safari Tour, which included access to their breeder pond, turtle touch tanks, Smiley's Croc Cove, Predator Reef, the Caribbean Free Flight Aviary, and their Splash gift shop. And in more news from the Cayman Turtle Center, they've announced two upcoming events in celebration of Pirates Week. On Saturday, November 10th, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., the Cayman Turtle Center invites guests to join them for their Pirates Week Family Fun Day. CTC says it will be a festive occasion for the entire family, featuring a pirate-themed menu, special drink offers, inflatable attractions, and live entertainment. They state, "This is a wonderful opportunity to enjoy a day of fun that celebrates our island's rich heritage and connection to the sea." However, they note that the children under 12 get in free when dressed as pirates promotion is available for locals only. They will also continue the tradition of their annual Pirates Week turtle release, taking place on Friday, November 15th at 10 a.m. at Governor's Beach. This event is free and open to the public, offering an unforgettable experience that highlights their commitment to turtle conservation.